Welcome, folks, to today's episode of Gary's Double Wash. This here's a wild ride of comedy and chaos, and it's all for your entertainment. This is purely satire. If you think this is your dirty laundry, it's not. If you're easily offended or don't like sudsy shenanigans, maybe it's time to switch on over to the rinse cycle, because this one is gonna get dirty.
Welcome to Gary's, where the clothes get clean. Washing up the fabric in a shiny washing machine. VIP section, just a little touch of flair. For the finest threads, come and hang out here. So, drop your laundry, let the suds roll free. A little fun on one special day, see.
Gary's Double Wash, come spin, come shine. Fresh and clean clothes will be feeling just fine. Into our world, we'll have some fun. I carry some wash clean.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Eugene Washington, joined as always by the great Trey Todd. Trey Todd, what's up, baby?
Trey Todd in the house.
It's been a crazy week at the laundromat. We had some people coming in and installing shutters on the outside of the laundromat. You know, the plain windows were just a little bit boring, and I kind of had an epiphany this week when I was standing at a McDonald's. This could be a McDonald's. Also, they could take down the sign and turn it into a dentist office, and they wouldn't need to change much at all. Every place looks the same nowadays. What I love about Gary's is we keep it unique, we keep it fresh.
It's fresh, especially the dryer sheets. We could even keep the logo, flip it over, and it could be some people with like cleft smiles.
We just turn it upside down.
Too, because we're not paying for the first.
Yeah, we have the building. We're going to turn the McDonald's dentist office. Wow, isn't that you know how I know this is brilliant, because you can actually close your eyes and picture it. Isn't that right?
Yeah, and it's actually, now that I think about it, I'm not going there. Could you imagine a clown? Like, think about it. And think about him in your mouth. You said prostitute wrong.
If there was a place that you could get a BJ in the drive-thru legally, wouldn't you go there every time?
I mean, is it illegal to get a BJ in the drive-thru? Because I'm going to prison. Like a drive-thru BJ shop.
Like, that sounds like one of Mr. Bubbles' ideas, like a Bubbles drive-thru burger. It'd be the blow-by. You'd pull up, pick your girl. You know, she'd suck you off while you're ordering your lunch. What kind of food would they sell there?
None. There would be no food.
No, that's
it's a reverse lunch where you're feeding her dog.
Hot dog, man.
So it's a good idea if you're the first guy in line.
Probably customer 6 or 7 for the day if you're seeing a good prostitute.
Somebody's first. You ain't first, you're last when it comes to blowjobs.
What would the over-under be? I wish they had that on DraftKings. They just give you a picture of a prostitute and they give you like 4.6. How many customers she gets per day?
I'd rather not know.
We're going to have an app where it just prostitutes. It follows them around. And it's just like calling 3-pointers for Steph Curry, right? Like, she's going to give 4.2 blowjobs. You want the over, you want the under. All right? Maybe she does work at the blow and go where you're going to pick up your hot dog for lunch. This is a multifaceted vision. We're going to need a little background information on her. Is she picking up extra shifts to go through law school? Does she just love sucking dick?
Good question. So few answers. You know, is on Shelly, and she just sits on her ass in the trailer park eating Funyuns until people show up.
Could you say that again?
No, I can't actually.
So how much would you pay for a hot dog if it came with a blowjob?
I would.
All right. Well, okay. Someone who has better financial management tools would probably be willing to pay. A normal hot dog. You got to say you can't. Talk about a ballpark or anything like that. By the way, I want to give a shout out to the Atlanta Falcons have you heard about them? They have their concession prices low. So like you get a Coca-Cola Classic for $2.50 instead of $14 like at the Indiana Fever game.
That's awesome. I'm gonna go there for lunch. The hell of the game.
So if that came with a blowjob, how much would you pay?
The same soda? Does it have ice? I don't like ice.
$1.
I could remove a rip and do it cheaper.
You know, the great thing about that is as a businessman, you would hire as many of these ladies as you could because you wouldn't have to give them a lunch break.
I feel like we
And the greatest thing is you wouldn't have to give these ladies a lunch break.
We had to hear it twice. You know, you're not, it's pretty hard. You got to advertise, you got to incentivize. These are long hours and the job really sucks.
Be really easy. And I like your idea.
Eye contact, like people watching me.
Yeah. And speaking of people watching you, let's talk about these modern buildings and restaurants again. What about these big windows that you just sit up right against and you're just dribbling your Fiesta Gordita in front of the window?
I hate windows. I can't even masturbate in peace.
We used to have colorful, vibrant buildings, right? When you went to a McDonald's, you knew
everything but you.
When you went to a McDonald's, you knew you were at a McDonald's. It was colorful. There were characters. They had different wallpapers. There were vibes.
Possum. And I work in Walmart, and it punches me in the face. I smell sweat. I swear, I didn't want to say the stale vagina word, but I smell it. Honestly, it all combines to smell like regret and bad decisions to me.
How many places can you think of that have a distinct smell? Like Walmart's one of them, McDonald's for sure, Burger King.
A doctor in a hospital.
But do you think every hospital smells the same?
Have you ever been in a hospital that didn't have that disinfectant smell?
Yeah, I guess that's true. Veterinarians.
Right? I bet whole houses are all the same. Perfume and fish.
Kinda. But you know what's not going to smell the same? The hot dog shop that gives you a blowjob. Because that's the kind of unique places that we're going to give and we're gonna bring to you once we hit a big time. We make a little money around here. Speaking of back in the day, Trey, places used to have unique smells and ambiances.
No, I used to write my number on the bathroom. Nobody calls them because I never got a call. Never.
Was that like the first... Like Tinder, the first way to hook up?
The first way to hook up was the best way to hook up, in my mind. You know what I mean? You had a club, you hit a girl, you knocked her out, you dragged her home, put her by the fire when you were done.
That was literally... So how did cavemen... Like, if you were a caveman and you had a daughter... Yeah, no, you... Let's not do that.
Yep. I have a daughter, so I don't want to play this conversation game.
God, man. Caveman dads, shame on you.
Matter of fact, yeah. I'm going to invent a fucking time machine.
Oh my God!
Kick your caveman dad ass.
Hashtag caveman dad. How come you don't get enough hate? You guys had to be terrible. So
right, they pick stupid things to hate on.
We don't get enough. We don't get enough credit. Like caveman dads had to be awful. Caveman daughters, sorry, someone who deserves reparation. Caveman.
I'd like to take back my answer about both the best dating.
No fucking wonder. No wonder you bitches are so crazy. You caveman dads, that shit. Anybody deserves reparations.
You know, yeah, I'm telling you right now, if you find a girl who would like to be hit in the head and dragged to bed, she's gonna blow your fucking mind.
All right, so let's bring it back to cave. Like a cave used to be, you know, you knew you were at Gerald's house when you went into Gerald's cave, right? It probably had a unique musk, a unique odor.
Yeah, the pile of shit in the corner.
No, I bet you caveman.
No, that's Gerald's fucking bathroom and coffee table all in one.
Do you think he probably had a way to firm his shit and make furniture out of it? You know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, have you ever kicked an old turd? It's like tink, 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 it goes.
You know what? I want to see pictures of caveman furniture because they must have had it. Let's see. We need to get a guy.
Hold on.
Who's the guy that works for Joe Rogan on the Joe Rogan podcast who will go up and pull up pictures? What's his name?
Listen, you don't need to. You don't have to pay this guy big bucks. If you want pictures of rocks, I'll send them to you.
Well, on the Adam Carolla podcast, he had a guy called Bald Brian, and he is like an awesome producer. He wrote a book called Shrinkage, and he told the story. He had brain cancer, and he overcame it. It was a New York Times bestseller. And I heard that if you mention other podcasts on your show, like the fans of the Phil Hendry podcast, they might enjoy our podcast. I heard that if you mention names of other podcasts, they could be linked to your show in metadata.
I think you nailed it.
Yes.
Yeah, so I don't know if there's an I Love to Have Sex with Trey Todd podcast. Let's say that a couple of times, get that out there in the meta.
I heard that there is a Governor Gavin Newsom podcast called This Is Gavin Newsom. Maybe he wants to talk about modern architecture, which is what we're talking about today.
If he can get more listeners than us, we are doing something wrong because he's got to be very boring.
There's no way This Is Gavin Newsom has more podcast listeners than us.
If you bought back talk about architecture, hardwood, things like that. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, I tried to.
What are we going
to
see?
You could listen to the Tucker Carlson show, and he would tell you that that's true himself, probably. Conan O'Brien needs a friend. That's a great show. And I bet you he would have the Grammy winning artist Kendrick Lamar on there because Kendrick Lamar made a fantastic song where he just used song titles. And now This Is Stuff You Should Know, which is also a podcast. And they would tell you this strategy might work within 48 hours. So
which will be you if you don't slow down. You'll have a coronary.
You know who should slow down? These modern architects. Because, you know, what did we do to you to make you just lose all creativity? Ladies and gentlemen, this is Gary's Double Wash Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? I'm Big Joe, and I'm here with my brother, Big Phil.
Hey, yo, Boston.
And we are your hosts of the Sunday Dinner Podcast.
Yo, you ever need a break from all the chaos?
Let's park it up, pull up a chair, and join us at the dinner table.
We're talking about trending topics and wild personal stories.
Our unfiltered opinions.
And yeah, even some real talk about mental health.
Listen now on Spotify and hit us on all socials at Boston Door Guys.
That's all, folks. Peace, love, and happiness.
One love, and I'll see you on Sunday.
I'd like to take back my answer about both the best dating.
No fucking wonder. No wonder you bitches are so crazy. You caveman dads. That shit. Anybody deserves reparations.
You know, yeah, I'm telling you right now, if you find a girl who would like to be hit in the head and dragged to bed, she's going to blow your fucking mind. How do you know his dad's black? It's from America.
Yeah, but
I've seen pictures, so I know his dad is black, but still, he could have been white once.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Gary's Double Wash Podcast, the number one laundromat podcast in the world.
I thought that was probably pretty good.
Welcome back to Gary's Double Wash. Man, what the was that stupid ass segment in the first part? You're talking about buildings and souls. Now you guys are just trying to grift. You're trying to get on there and mention all those names of podcasts. You think you're going to get mentioned? You ain't shit. Let me tell you that right now. You ain't shit without me. And since you guys are too dumb for anything, I brought a special guest this week. He's going to come in here and he's going to fix you guys, get you some money around this podcast so you idiots can finally fix your sound problems. Okay? You got that?
Yeah, Bubble. Great to see you too. Fine. Thanks for asking.
Shut up. I don't care. I'm going to go get ready for my all brand new bit that's going to bring this place to life like never before. Come here, boy. Hi, man. What's up, man? It's me, Chadwick. I'm Chadwick. I'm the nephew.
Chadwick. Are you chewing marbles?
No. It's a little bit of bubble gum. A little bit of bubble gum.
Eugene, you know what? Bubbles is bad enough. What is going on right now?
Well, so my uncle...
Is he choking? Are you choking?
No. Oh, my uncle told me that you guys need some money. I had a little bit of procedures done. I need to come up with... My name is Chadwick, and I'm here for the summer.
We've gotten there already, Chadwick. Chadwick, we've gotten there.
Okay, I appreciate some respect. All right, Trey. So Chadwick's here to tell us about crypto. He's that, let's install some.
No, you don't have to tell me who crypto is. Crypto is that guy on, what is it, Tales from the Dark Side? The host, Crypto. Yeah, I love that guy. Tell me all about him. What do we have, like a quiz on crypto? I know everything about him.
No, he's here to tell us about crypto. He wants to put in a crypto machine to let people pay for the coins.
Let
me step in and help out my nephew Chadwick here. So basically what he's doing is he's wants to convert some of your dryers, just a couple of them, to take some crypto coins. You know, start small, about 20%, put a little bit, diversify these assets a little bit, because you know, you could get paid dividends. You know what a dividend is, Trey?
I wasn't good at math. I wasn't good at dividends, subtractions, any of those.
Well, basically, brilliant nephew here, Chadwick, has found an infinite money glitch.
Like up, up, down, down, left, right, so like start kind of glitch?
No, all right, so let me, come on, Trey, I gotta kind of fill you in. So the infinite money glitch is a crypto coin, and what it does is every 5 minutes, whoever holds it gets paid out a reward in another cryptocurrency. So technically, you're getting two forms of currency in one. Chadwick thinks that if we invest in that, then that could be the answer to finally making our dreams come true.
So hold on. I mean, maybe I'm not picking up what you're putting down or scoring what you're stepping at all. So he wants me to give him real money, so he can give me two fake monies.
I mean, that's kind of, so that's kind of what we're here to talk about today. I'm definitely interested in crypto, and if it's something that could help the Double Wash, we've had a hard time getting money to come in.
Yeah, I mean, well, you guys need to be a little bit more open-minded. I mean, crypto is the wave of the future. And, you know, Chad here's brand new, but he's learning about it. And I went ahead and I put in $100 in the name of Gary's Double Wash. So you should be appreciative of that, and you should just watch it, because I'm telling you, you're wrong. If you think it's gonna be anything,
hold on. Wait, now I know why he looks familiar, Eugene. This is that guy I was telling you about before the show when I was walking in this morning. He was crying on the ground saying he lost his last $100.
You said it's a guy, but you said this is your nephew, Bubbles?
Yeah, it's my nephew, you stupid son of a bitch. How many times I got to tell you?
How old are you, kid?
I'm 9.
You're 9 years old?
We're getting off track here. Anyways, let me tell you how it works. You buy this coin, it's IMG, and a 5% tax is collected from every buy and sell transaction. The tax is automatically converted to Solana, and smart contract distributes Solana to all holders every 5 minutes. But rewards are proportional to your token holdings.
Bubbles, we're not doing an ad here for IMG. We're not financial advisors, and none of this is advice.
I know. I'm trying to tell you about how it's working. My nephew has a hard time explaining things. But if you do it and it works out, we're going to earn passive income in Solana just by holding.
Why would I want you to change my money into cilantro? I mean, I like the taste of it. It's tangy, it's citrusy, it's good, but I want my money. Why are we changing it? Why are we taking my money to turn it into cilantro? And what sense does this make?
Okay, I mean, he's got a point.
Well, now here's the thing. I'm not taking all your money. We're starting small. You remember those old free dryers we had?
The backup dryers?
Charging for them now. It's so easy. You know, you just earn passive income in Solana just by holding these coins. So people come in, they wash their clothes, they download the Phantom app. The Phantom Wallet app is the easiest way to do it. They don't even have to claim the rewards. They just come automatic.
Now, you did try it last week, and you said that sometimes you didn't get your rewards.
Well, now, he didn't get it. Now, it does depend on volume, but high in trading volume means higher rewards.
Did you lose money, or did you make money last week?
Well, we did lose a little bit, but I believe in this community.
So, wait, but the community, it's you and your nephew. That's hardly a community.
No, there's like 30,000 of them out there, and
there are 30,000 nephews? What's your brother doing?
No, he's saying there's 30,000 people. I mean, I've talked to some of these people, and I'm worried about it too. I go and I look on there, and some people say Ponzi. It could be a Ponzi scam.
It's not a scam. People just don't understand it.
Well, we need people to know we're not here to give financial advice. But if you believe in it and you think it's something that's going to work, I think we should be transparent and tell everybody what we're doing.
Well, that's fine. I'll tell you what, we got an IMG wallet, and follow along. If you want to get more information about it, help out the Double Wash. We got an awesome brand new bit we need to sponsor.
Just along for the ride on this one. I'm kind of disappointed that, you know, I mean, because I loved Happy Knees. Fonzie is my favorite guy, and I'm kind of disappointed that people think this might be a scam he's orchestrating. Fonzie, if this is you, man, you're breaking my heart.
No, they Ponzi scheme where they think, like, you need new people to invest. But they say coins like this fail, but I'm open-minded. I believe that crypto will have a place in the future. So if you want to see what happens with us, follow along. But we're telling you to do your own research. We're not financial advisors. We're just some guys in the laundromat trying to find comedy gold.
And watching Happy Days. Sorry, Fonz. I'm glad that was you, man. Really got off my Netflix list.
Speaking of gold, it's time for our final segment. So let's go ahead and wrap this thing up and follow along, GarysDoubleWash.com. See what happens with our automatic Solana rewards and our infinite money glitch.
I think it's rolling.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Gary's Double Wash. This is your host, Bubbles.
Bubbles, what the hell are you doing?
Well, this is my brand new bit, so I just thought...
Listen, Bubbles, I'm the host of this show. And if it's not going to be me, it's going to be Trey. It sure as hell isn't going to be you.
No, you're roll, Bubbles. Well, you know, can I say something real quick? No, Bubbles, hold on.
You guys talking about buildings. I came in here, I made you millionaires in the second bit. Okay, I gave you the infinite money glitch.
Bubbles, we don't even know if that, we want it to be true. We want to be rich, and I believe in it. But we're not financial advisors, and you should do what you want. Do your own research, but we'll see you on the beach.
I don't know what I think about that because I don't understand.
We'll see you on the beach in Washingtonwood. And you know who else is going to be on that beach? A bunch of babes, because we got a brand new bit called Bubbles Babes. And introducing the exclusive Eights, Nines, and Dimes Club. That's right, ladies. If you qualify as an 8, 9, or a dime of Bubbles critiquing system, you're going to get a free Gary's Double Wash t-shirt. Trey, you don't even have a t-shirt.
No, I don't have a t-shirt. I was just going to bring that up.
Yeah, I don't have a t-shirt either, so... Well, man, like nobody cares if you guys wear a t-shirt. Like, look what you idiots are doing. Nobody's even listening. Nobody's paying attention, okay? We got to get some babes in this. And well, if you're going to get some babes, we got to start small. You know, I contacted some people on Instagram to try to get them, like, people that, like, ran into walls and stuff, and I can't even get a DM back. Some comedian who's not even half as funny as me was like, well, it's not really my thing. So I was like, all right, whatever. So I went over to...
I went over to Reddit so I could help this guy out to the Reddit post. Have you heard of Reddit, Trey? The thing that says r/amiugly. And I found a woman who was looking for a verdict. She wanted to know if she thinks they're ugly. Her name here is Cheeky But Timid, okay? Cheeky But Timid. You can see her on our website at garysdoublewash.com. And she's a 24-year-old female. And I had the idea that we should help this woman out and see what we think about her.
Like, I guess it's better than the last time you had a woman on the show.
Oh, now all I hear is fish sounds, right, and I smell the fish.
All right, Trey, so we're gonna answer this young woman's question, and we're gonna take this very seriously.
Listen, I want to give her the utmost respect. I mean, it takes a lot to do this, so yes, let's make sure we handle this very delicately, like the gentleman we are.
Just to remind you all that we are both fathers, so we're gonna give you a correct, accurate assessment.
Don't bring up that stuff. Hey, what's up, with gentlemen?
So I want to let you know that picture one was used to give seven people an additional. Well, okay, I want to start this over because this is an important segment. All right. So Cheeky But Timid, welcome to the show. You are now officially being assessed, and all jokes are being put to the side for the moment. Based on your first initial picture, your picture was shown to seven people. Initially, I thought that it was ridiculous that you had your picture on there. After showing your image to seven people, two people said, in fact, you were ugly. So we would have to say, based on that, was this post merited? And I would say yes. So you weren't, I think she has a valid post. I don't think she was just seeking attention. So I want to say, yeah, your post was valid to some people. All right, Trey.
Now I feel like no matter who you are, what you look like, anything like that, if you throw yourself out on the internet, somebody's going to hate on it. Not even because they're jealous of you. So, I mean, out of those two, Cheeky Butt, and I love the name, by the way, we'll talk about that later. Out of those two, one of them actually did not think you were ugly. So I feel like it's really one.
It could be, but the honest fact is two said you were ugly. I cannot say you're ugly. Trey doesn't think so either.
I thought we were going to weigh in on the pictures. I haven't actually given an opinion.
No, hold on. I don't want to know. We're still... This is... The rabbit hole goes deeper, I promise. Shout out to Kendrick Lamar again. Hashtag connected.
Drake, I'm winning on your side. Hashtag, I'm on Drake's side.
Okay, that's being deleted. All right.
What the fucking censorship?
All right. So this part of the bit is... What we're going to say is... Gary's Double Wash, Cheeky But Timid, certifies you as not ugly. All right. So you have, right now, you have a 2-year certification. Today is March 16, 2025. For the next 2 years, you are officially designated as not ugly by Gary's Double Wash. So Cheeky But Ugly, 5 out of 7 people who were questioned, 2 said you were in fact ugly. But of the trifecta, Bubbles, Trey.
So hold on, I gotta go back. You just called her cheeky butt ugly, cheeky butt timid. I'm sorry, dude.
So this is the official. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna certify you're not ugly. Ooh. Then we're gonna go into the 4-point breakdown. All right.
To give her
the score to see if she's gonna be in the 8s, 9s, and 9 club, and she's not gonna be eligible because she doesn't have the vibe check, right? Because we can't see her body because we think she's a fatty. All right. So here we go.
All right,
so here we go. So we got to have dramatic. Let me see. That's our drum roll. All right. Hold on. Here we go. So we brought you out here in the still of the night, cheeky but timid, to give you your official breakdown. Now, you asked a question on Reddit, am I ugly? Out of 7 people who were quizzed, 2 said you were, but they're liars. We've determined you're definitely not ugly. Yep, that's right. Cheeky but timid, Gary's Double Wash is proud to offer you a 2-year certificate of non-ugliness. To accept, all you have to do is post a social media post informing people of Gary's Double Wash. Like and subscribe.
It doesn't sound deep. It sounds like you're taking a turd while you're talking though.
Well, I'm trying to do like the Survivor, like when he's opening the envelope and the vote is for.
All right, it's creepy, but go ahead. We'll be the creepy dude.
All right, well, I'm going to put creepy music in the background to make it even worse.
You probably should. But...
I'll put the fish out. I'm going to put the fish sound in there. I'll put the slop in one.
I'm just waiting for a chance to threaten those 2 dudes that said she was ugly. No fish sound. That doesn't even strike my funny bone at all.
I love the joke is the drama.
That feels so fucking dirty. I don't know. And I don't have much for morals and fucking limits. For some reason, that fish sound does it for me. All right, let's get it together. Get it together. Come on, Dad. My kid's going to kill us soon.
All right, cheeky but timid. All right, so I'm going to just do a clean cut of that.
I'm just getting ugly again. It's fucking your head now. Just do it and see if anybody notices it. From here on out, we're going to call it cheeky butt ugly. But the fish sounds are okay. Like, you draw the line at calling it cheeky butt ugly. The fish sounds fucking slap and sex. That's okay with you.
It's real.
All right, let's go. I'm taking it seriously now.
All right, so cheeky butt timid, Gary's Double Wash certifies you as not ugly. To receive your certification, please just post a post about the show, like and subscribe, and we'll give you a 2-year certification. And now we're going to submit you on. Since you are not ugly, you do qualify to be judged by our panel, Bubbles, for his 8s, 9s, and dimes club to see if you qualify.
Step on right up over here. Send me those pictures. Give me them pictures. You guys haven't been letting me look at those all week long. And I got a 4-point bulletin score here. We're going to break it down and we're going to see on a scale of 1 to 10, ladies, how you like. We're gonna check it out. And coming to you soon is going to be Gary's Beauty Pageant featuring me, Trey, and Eugene.
Anyway.
All right, so Bubbles, I have your notes here. It reminds you that you're not a host, so I'm just going to break it down. So we're going to have a 4-point score, cheeky but timid, that we're going to judge you on. The first one is your face card. That's going to be like, you know, we look at your face. What do we think, right? And I'm going to say right away, first off, I saw your face card and I said, wow, this girl's beautiful immediately. That's why I was drawn to you, because I thought it was crazy that you would think that you were pretty. And looking here at picture one, it was like, yes, give me 2 scoops of that. I'll take it on a Sunday. I'll take it on a Monday. I'll take it twice on Thursday. Trey?
I mean, so when I got the picture, right, 2 thoughts in my mind. First one is hell yes. I mean, come on. That look, smile, I could see you just looking up going, okay, and then screaming and probably pissing yourself, right? I could see that. You know, I'm not as much of a romantic as my buddy Eugene. But the second thought is, you know, I'll be a fucking dude using somebody's pictures, right? 2 thoughts. But I mean, either way, I'd still yank it to the picture. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. I'm not going to tell you for sure I did, but I did. And yeah, the first picture of the pad, I take it, yes.
Okay, so you thought she was beautiful.
I mean,
like me.
I don't like to use words like beautiful. I don't judge like that. We judge a little differently. Right, well, when no, I judge her,
that's literally what this is.
Well, hear me out. This is my definition of beautiful. My definition is different. Let me explain quickly. Right. So when I look at you, I look at you and say, hey, do you have the look that says you're going to do the dirty stuff that's going to make us look at ourselves embarrassed the next morning? And I said, yes. And that's beauty to me. So yes. Dirty sweat, beautiful.
Okay. So I'm going to keep the part of that I wanted. All right. And second.
Fuck off.
Now let's move on to the second picture. We're still on the face. First, I want to just say, We're going to include the hair as part of the face. And I liked your hair in picture one much better. I think, I don't know if that was like your natural, but it looks like it has a little bit more red highlights. I like it better in picture one. We get a little bit more close up. We can see a little bit more light on your face. Still a pretty girl. Very, very pretty girl. Trey, what are your thoughts on picture two?
My first look at picture two, I'm opposite on the hair. I kind of like the hair. You know, it's a natural thing, right? I mean, it does look like you might have just gotten out of bed. Maybe even a JBF. Right, which is cool because it gets my mind racing. But then I look at you now, and this look right here, this one bothers me. This one's like, it's first thing in the morning, I'm sipping my coffee, and you're looking at me like, motherfucker, what can I think about that I don't like about you and bring up right now so we can fight for 16 hours? So I'm not as big of a fan of this one as you are.
Trey,
but we're still hot. Trey, still banger.
We're just talking about, nope, that's a different segment. That's a different part. But this is our first one, so we're just practicing. So we got to apologize, cheeky but ugly. Or cheeky but timid. I didn't mean to, I messed that up. And Trey thinks it's a funny joke. But no, you're certified not ugly. Yeah, picture two, you know, I like the other hair. Now, picture three. What? All right, now, picture three. This is the one that shows a picture of the date, shows that she posted. Her hair's a little bit flatter in this, you know. It's really hard to kind of see your face. So I feel like we got three very different versions, and I think that's kind of what you were going for. We didn't really see enough. I will say the first picture I think was the best. Overall, if I have to use the three to give you a score just on the face, honestly, I would say 6 and 6. I feel like I gotta lie though. An 8. Cope. Trey?
Ooh, Trey.
Trey.
Who's this other guy you're cheating on me with?
No, I'll delete it, so don't worry. If I say Cope, I'll delete it.
Try it again. Say it again.
I feel like we have to say 8 so that she posts the show. I'm going to say 8.
Well, yeah. She's got an 8. Come on, you know she really got an 8. All right, here we go. So that, say Trey again.
All right. So for Eugene, my official score for you is I'm going to say, now, I'm being generous. This is a soft 8, a very soft 8, but I would say it's an 8. Trey?
So, thank you. And I know you don't like the way I describe my thought process, but just let me go. It's a process, man. I'm an artist, right? So, listen, I'm going to go back and agree with Eugene in a couple of different points here. First off, there's only one way. The last picture doesn't even count for me. It doesn't even count. Yeah, I like the fact, okay, look, here's my name. This is the year. Great. That's awesome. Thank you, right? But I wouldn't even know if it was you if it wasn't for my superb detective skills. And that's right, law enforcement, if you're listening and you need me or somebody who just needs to, you know, have a crime solved. The rings proved it was you. So I knew then at that point, this was a real person. That was the only benefit of this last picture. But to go on a number form, because I know he doesn't like me to talk about the way I rate things, I would give you, I mean, Eugene's got a soft 8. That's his own problem. He probably see a doctor. I'm giving you a hard 8. It's a hard one, like super hard. Listen, cheeky butt, if you're listening, it is so hard of an 8 right now. So hard.
All right. And that segment took about 5 minutes. If you're holding IMG, you've got some rewards. All right, and now we're gonna move on to we're gonna mark it down as an 8. So the second part, this is a 4-tiered system, is gonna be called the vibe check. The vibe check basically is gonna cover the neck down. You know, what we can kind of see about your style, your body, what we think about that, and we're missing that. So that's gonna be kind of an incomplete score. So that's gonna be a 0. So next time, but that's not gonna count against you. All right, and now we're going to move on to category 3, which is the Tinder score, which means cheeky but timid. If you came through 2:30 in the morning with the yo you up on Tinder, are we clapping them cheeks? So a 2 a.m., give her a 2 a.m. Tinder score, Trey.
And so 2 a.m. Tinder score, you know, but really, I would clap a bag of these cheeks if you've been over in front of me at 2 a.m. So I don't know if my score is going to be as strong as your genius, but I would still give you that. Remember, it's hard, super hard, like very hard, not soft at all. Hard 8 again on the Tinder 2 a.m. you know, 2 a.m. phone call coming over smashing, waking up.
See, I'm opposite. If I get this at 2 a.m. on Tinder, that's a 10. That's a gold strike. That's good. 2 a.m. on Tinder. Now we're gonna move on to dateability. Now, what kind of restaurant are you taking her to? Let's say you got 3 days to plan this date. You hit her.
I don't need 3 days to plan a date.
Okay, but you have 3 days to plan the date.
So I'm going to use 10 minutes to plan a date, and I got 3 days to just do everything I want. That's cool. I like this game. She's not worth a 3-day date plan. I didn't put you up there.
Okay, so say you had 3 days to plan
the
date.
You don't get that from Trey until you blow my mind twice.
Okay, so say you had 3 days to plan the date, Trey. Where are you taking her? It's not would you.
She's
do
not
you
there.
Need...
You didn't like what I said.
Yeah, I know. I just want you to answer the question. Okay, I have 3 days. You're someone that I would take to, right? You if it's someone that's hot, you're like...
All right, call me back. You're not there. Not there. No wonder you weren't interrupting me. Hello? And you let me go off.
Hello?
Yeah, no wonder you let me go off on that tangent.
Which one? Hello?
I hear you.
Are you here?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, no, if I, so you can do your tangent things, and I'll let you do it, but then let's just do fucking New York City, you know, she's more of like a local, like Applebee's kind of, you know what I mean? Just do something like, you know, does that make sense?
Yeah, we got to hurry up because we're going to cut you out again.
What's that? All right, so Trey, say you got 3 days to take this lady out. Where are you going? What kind of places are you taking her to?
3-day date, huh? Well, again. All right, red hair. So we're going to go to dinner first. I feel like I can take her to a steakhouse, a nice one. She'll be happy. You know, there's been a couple of drinks. I want to get her all hooked up.
So you say a nice steakhouse. What do you mean? You mean like a local, like an Outback, a mom and pop shop? Are you taking her to a nicer place?
I mean, and I got a buddy who works at this place in Boston, nice restaurant, a famous go-to. I'd probably take her there. She'd be worth the Boston trip.
You think this will be someone that you'd plan for? So you'd be happy. You'd be looking to impress her.
Well, I mean, no. It's just if I have 3 days, I got one of those people that I'll start just focusing on it. I mean, Boston's not an impressive date. You know, it's just let's take a day, let's do something. It's not that far. I was going to impress and be like, hey, let's go, you know, someplace exotic. Not really impressive, just enjoying.
All right. So what, on a scale of 1 to 10, what would your level of effort be for the date that you're willing to put out?
I mean, depends on the vibe you get in the beginning, you know what I mean? But I'm probably, the vibe I'm going to put on, I'm going to start off at a low 3 and kind of judge the vibe back, maybe amplify. You know, maybe cool off. Who knows?
A 3 out of 10 for date effort?
I mean, that's where it starts. Yeah, it's like, oh, I don't care. It could go either way. And then you see how she responds to that. And if she got a little feedback, right, you throw a little more in.
I mean, I'd give her a 6. I think she's really worth trying. I think it'd be exciting to go out with her because she has the look that she could have a super nice, sweet personality. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, but then I see picture number 2 with those eyes. She also might be able to rip you apart like a left.
Yeah, so...
Good and bad ways.
All right. Well, listen, you guys are both idiots. The reason I messaged you is because I wanted to tell you, you're hot as hell, girl. You're so crazy. Don't listen to these fools.
Well, there you have it. It's Mr. Bubbles' bit. Mr. Bubbles says you're a dime. So that's what he says. And we can certify you as not ugly. The rest of it, you know, that's just stupid people talking on the internet. But you're definitely not ugly. And we want to thank you for listening to Gary's Double Wash. And if you want to be pranced out here like a cattle, poor girl, we want to tell you you're beautiful. You should believe in yourself and you got nothing to worry about. That, at the end of the day, that's the message we want to send here. Ain't that right, Trey?
Yeah, unless you're a real fat, ugly hog.
Right, you don't hear idiots like praying. You're a unique, beautiful, individual person yourself. You're a gorgeous girl. You got nothing to worry about. And you're going to go into Gary's 8s, 9s, and Dines Club. Let's tell you that. Let's tell you that right now. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening to Gary's Double Wash podcast. Trey, any final thoughts?
Again, remember, cheeky but hard. It's a super, super hard A.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for following along this crazy laundromat. Check us out at garysdoublewash.com
and super
all
hard.
Your major podcast platforms.
Rock.
This has been a Double Wash